What's up, beautiful people, and welcome to Inside Out Empowerment, where we are examining the science of personal excellence through the very real experience of today's most powerful thinkers, professional athletes, and the world's greatest entrepreneurs. We learn the mechanisms for designing the life and the results of our dreams, starting from the inside out. I'm entrepreneur Joshua Nussbaum and your host. Just watch me now. I was trying to think up concepts. I'm like, how do I come into this with a bang? You know, what do I want my first strong, powerful, hard-hitting subject to be for my first podcast? And dude, you want to never get something done? Overthink it. Believe me, I'm like the fucking king of analysis paralysis, where I have two modes. I'm like a light switch. I either turn the fuck on and I'm just like a machine gun and I spray and pray, or I'm like, I'm gonna map out every single part of this. I'm gonna analyze it. I'm gonna put out a couple of polls. I'm gonna talk to everyone whose opinion I respect and don't respect, and collect a bunch of information just to make sure that I'm doing the right thing before I leap. You know, I'm gonna measure twice and cut once. And dude, sometimes you just got to sack it up and go for it. But I was in an interview yesterday, interviewing for a new position. We're going through some restructuring in one of my companies called Rev Labs that I will be talking a lot about. And if you follow me on social media at Rev Labs Prez, I'm sure you've heard me rant about every aspect of what I love and don't love about it. But, you know, I looked at the person and I'm just like, okay, so what is it that you want? You know, what are you looking for? And you know, she looks back at me and she's like, with regard to work or life in general, you know, with regard to the job or just in general, what do I want? And I said, well, I was talking about the job. I want to know what you want in your position, salary, what you're looking for, why you're here, what led you here, you know, what's your intention? What are you looking to create? I want to see if we're able to be aligned with, you know, your skill set and my vision and see if there's a fit. But now that you're asking me, yeah, what do you want out of life as a whole? And you would be surprised how many people can't answer this question. So I narrowed it down a little bit and I just said, hey, okay, let's not decide what you want for every single aspect of your life, but let's talk about a couple of your life's missions. What are things that you need to or want to create? What are you wanting to build? What are you wanting to achieve? And if you did so, would make you feel warm, fuzzy, validated, high-fived, awesome. And if you didn't, even if you had a good day, even if you had a good meal, even if you had really great sex that day, you'd still go to sleep a little bit empty going, I fell short on what it is that I was trying to create. And all of those things might be part of what she was trying to create, and that would have been fine. And I don't say this to give you examples of what an interview should look like, because I think mentioning good sex in an interview is probably pretty taboo. But it brought into focus for me how many people have trouble answering the question of what it is that they want out of life or out of any specific endeavor that they're embarking on. So, you know, I've read a million books on the power of intention and, you know, the importance of receiving what it is that you put out and the law of attraction and all this stuff. By the way, if you haven't read or watched any of the series from Wayne Dyer, The Power of Intention, it's a really, really, really powerful, beautiful book. I make no affiliate payout, I swear. It's just something that was pretty instrumental in my life from a good friend of mine, Wayne Dyer. But that notwithstanding, I figured this was an excellent place to start, that if we're going to have a podcast that explores the internal mechanisms and beliefs and practices that lead to the right external practices that lead to the results that we want to create in life, or that other badasses, whether it be a UFC fighter or a professional athlete or other badass entrepreneurs, you know, what they say and think and feel internally in order to be able to create certain actions, in order to be able to create certain results, starting from the inside, moving out, hence the inside out entrepreneur. I figure starting with what you want, what are the results that you want to create, is a logical starting point, because it's impossible to hit your target if you don't know what your target is. So a few years back, I wrote a book called Vision Driven: Creating the Body of Your Dreams Through the Mindset of a Champion. And I was really, really, really proud of it and also too big of a pussy to release it. So when I'm working with somebody individually and I care about their investment in themselves, or I'm invested in their gains and in their progress in life and I care about their goals, I'll give them little snippets from it. Or, you know, there's been a few people I've given the whole book to read, but I figured, fuck it. I've gotten this much pressure to start a podcast from enough of you lovely followers and listeners and counterparts and mentors. I figure what better place to start than with the first chapter of the book. It's titled, What Do You Want? And keep in mind, this has been written with the context of setting your goals for creating your dream body and making expansive, massive, and radical change in your physicality and in your health and in those practices. But the concepts are pervasive. It doesn't need to apply to your physicality. It doesn't need to apply to just creating a really in balance, well-tuned physique that you're incredibly proud of. It, the same concept of identifying what it is that you want in order to go get it is something that can be applied to virtually any goal setting piece, any aspect in your life. In fact, I do an exercise called Be, Do, Have that I've actually gone into in a separate recording of a different episode of this podcast. But anytime I have a life mission that I'm committed to going and create, I do a Be, Do, Have. And in a nutshell, it starts with the have. What do I want to have? What am I committed to going and creating? What do I have to do in order to have what I want to have? And who do I have to be internally in order to naturally do the things that I need to do in order to have what it is that I'm committed to creating? So while you're hearing this mechanism of identifying your destination and knowing what your finish line looks like, keep in mind that you can apply it physically, but you can also apply it to any aspect of your life that you're looking to create change. So here we are, chapter 1, page 1, what do you want? I make it a point to ask multiple people daily, what do you want? Before identifying where you are at with your present physical condition or what stops you from getting to your dream body destination, before exploring the multitude of alternative paths that you can travel to avoid roadblocks, identifying your destination is a great place to start. It's damn near impossible to hit your mark if you don't even know what your mark is. It's with this in mind that I enjoy asking many individuals that I come in contact with, myself and now you, what do you want? Believe it or not, this simple question is much more difficult to answer than most people give it credit for. While some may not be capable of answering it at all, remaining silent or confused by the simple question, others I ask seem to give a knee-jerk reaction, and when they open their mouth to respond, I hear the voice of their mother, father, or society coming out of their mouth. Judging why you want something or giving your version of what you think you are supposed to want is totally useless to me at this step in the game. And it's really of no concern to me. It's not helpful yet. Right now, I'm interested in what you want on the deepest level. With the doors shut when nobody can hear you, when you're in a place that's safe enough to dream big, what do you want for your body? I'm a genie with a magic wand. Genies even use magic wands? Anyway, ready, willing, and able to grant you whatever you desire for yourself physically. What do you want? Your dreams are limited only by your ability to dream them. What do you want? If I were to snap my fingers and tell you whatever you stated in the next 5 minutes would come true as soon as you spoke or wrote the words, what would you create? This question of what would you choose to create is important for many reasons. For starters, it gives you an opportunity to check in with yourself. Not taking into consideration right or wrong, definitely not taking into consideration possible or impossible, the free advice you've been given, or whatever internal turmoil you're experiencing at the moment. You get to discover in a new unit of time and identify with what it is that you want. What, if it was possible, would create that burning excitement to get out of bed and go in the morning? What idea or dream gets you tingling and smirking and buzzing, just discussing the prospect of it? Well, genuinely asking and answering this question empowers you to recognize what your destination looks like. Imagine that your mind is a GPS. It will go wherever you tell it. It will hone in on your destination, and no matter how much congestion it identifies or what the road conditions, it will either stay locked on that position, reminding you where to go, or it will find a completely alternative route, still landing you at the same place. In the case of this analogy, and as is true with creating the body of your dreams, the internal GPS doesn't guide you towards your destination until you focus in on the destination and accept that that is the end result that's desired. The second reason asking yourself what you want is important is because it programs your brain to focus. Do you know what the difference is between a flashlight that shines a pleasant light but dies out 30 feet later and a laser that can be seen on the moon is? Contrary to popular belief, it is not the object's power. It is focus. Focus energy with the same amount of, or in many cases less, exerted effort can and will yield a result far greater than that of an equally powerful yet unfocused and thus inferior tool. The third reason that it's important is because the more clear your dream is, physically, emotionally, financially, or otherwise, the more you experience an incredible phenomena. You stop becoming motivated and you start to become inspired. When this shifted for me professionally, I was no longer just the driving force behind the actions of my personal trainers that worked for me. I was no longer the voice in my own head saying, "Go get it, you can do it, kick ass, take names, you got this." And then trying to pass that same attitude to my call center to stay positive and upbeat at all times. I no longer had to generate enough excitement within myself to push everything and everyone forward because I just simply no longer needed to. When my dream became clear, it was so overwhelming that I had no other choice but to surrender to it. It consumed me. It inspired me. Motivation is that feeling that gives you the willingness and the ability to push. Inspiration is quite the opposite. To be inspired is to be pulled like a magnet with power and purpose towards something bigger than yourself. You want all of the inspiration you will ever need to persevere? Focus in on your dream. Make it tangible, make it visceral, and make it real. The five senses. Ready to make it real? The first step in accomplishing your dreams is to dream them. So in your imagination, 3, 2, 1, snap, poof, you now have your dream body. Not a good body, not a great body, but the body of your dreams. Congratulations. Now, tell me, what does it look like? Not just your body, but what does the world look like now that you've achieved the body of your dreams? Who do you get to see on a regular basis now that you've made the choice to create the body of your dreams? What do people's faces look like as they pass you? Remember, we're bringing this to life, so I want you to actually see it. What do you see when you look down at yourself in the first person? When you look around, is your environment the same or different? Are you in a place that you have seen before, or are you in a totally new space that you have manifested that more adequately suits this new look? What do you hear? Is the volume of your favorite pump-up song just soft enough in your headphones to hear the sound of your new running shoes hitting the pavement softly as you slow to a walk after the last mile of your run? What does your weight sound like as it hits the ground after you just gutted out 3 more reps than you ever thought possible? Can you hear your breath? Is your breathing certain, heavy, rhythmic, and purposeful? What conversations are you having with people about physical fitness or just about life in general? Does their tone resound with respect, approval, admiration? You have cultivated a lifestyle conducive to creating the body of your dreams. You did it. How does it feel? On the way from the shower to your closet, you catch a glimpse of yourself in the mirror looking nothing short of, well, dreamy. What feeling do you have in your chest knowing that you conquered your obstacles? What does it feel like knowing that you can do anything? That you set a goal and you smashed it? How do your laces feel in your hands as you intentfully tug them into a knotted position and head out onto the field, your workplace, or casual family gathering? Does your body feel energetic? Does it almost feel caffeinated even though it's not? Do you stand straighter? Do your cheeks hurt from smiling after your third photo shoot this week? What kind of significant other have you attracted with your newfound feeling of confidence and physical excellence? What are you doing with them? How does it feel to be touched physically and emotionally? How does your body respond when the person you love touches you in a way that indicates just how bad they want to touch you more? You can do the rest of the imagining without my guidance, But get graphic. If this were a workbook, you wouldn't be turning it in. Do you smell that? Is it the smell of success? Is it the smell of sweat from a clean and imbalanced body that just worked hard? Is it the smell of a delicious three-course healthy meal that you just cooked for you and your friends? Yes, you love eating healthy food, and yes, you can cook. This is your imagination. Your experience is limited only by the size of your ability to dream. So, make it big. What does the world smell like at 5 a.m. when the sun is rising and you are up and on it with a sense of purpose and swagger that only comes along with somebody that has manifested their dreams? What are you tasting? Is that you taking your third shot of wheatgrass this week? Why does it taste so good? You didn't realize that you love the taste of wheatgrass, but you do. Why? Because this is your dream. It's your have. Can you taste a slight hint of blood from getting a little too into it with your sparring partner in the ring or on the mat because you have taken up a new contact sport that you now have the ability, energy, and health that comes along with the body of your dreams? Is that the salt water that you taste during your first of three events of the triathlon that you are now merely hours away from completing? Go big. Get clear. Connect with it on a visceral level. If you didn't smile during every one of the senses during the last exercise, then you weren't digging deep enough. You were articulating what you think you want, what you are supposed to want, or what you think is within reason to want. I don't care about such things. Gut check. Fuck, you beautiful, empowered champion. Tell me and tell yourself, what do you want? Did you answer completely, honestly, and in excellence? Good. Now let's go make it happen. So look, creating the body of your dreams doesn't need to be your have. Although, if you're shooting for overall excellence in defining what you want, I think that the physicality aspect is a really important piece of it. It's like a pie chart. And this is tough to do over voice, but if you were to draw a circle and draw lines through that circle and you divide it up into a pie and you're like, okay, here's the family part, here's the work part, here's the, you know, personal hobbies, here's the society and, you know, community contribution, here's physicality, here's spirituality. If you don't have a have for each one of those pieces, what happens is if you pull that piece out of the pie chart and the wheel, the circle tries to spin, it goes clunk, clunk, spins perfectly, clunk, 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 every time it goes over that one piece that you've pulled out of the puzzle. So look, I'm not here to judge your have. The purpose of this podcast isn't to judge what you want. It's to help you get what you want. It's about identifying the internal pieces and cultivating an internal landscape that's going to help you to build the habits, to build the results that you need and you want. And personally, something that's always inspired me is hearing other friggin' really badass human beings, you know, physically, entrepreneurially, spiritually, or otherwise, say, okay, well, this is what I was experiencing. This is how I internally handled it. And then this is how I externally handled it. And this is the result that I produced. We don't all need to start off at square one here and reinvent that wheel. We got to design what that wheel looks like for ourselves through that little pie chart, set to have, and then connect with it. Making it real through the five senses, in my experience, really seeing like what is everything that I'm looking at. You know, I'm this huge, powerful entrepreneur and I have a billion offices and everyone in the world knows my name and I have 10 gazillion dollars or rupees or shekels or pounds or whatever it is that whatever your currency is. If those are the things that are your have for entrepreneurship, then cool. Other people are like, oh my God, that sounds horrible. I know that, you know, when I was running three companies at once, I was like, ugh, if anybody ever figures out how to run a company without employees, tell me, because employees lead to, you know, HR and a bunch of other personalities, and it's more difficult to guide and inspire and control. So I'm not here to judge the have, but whatever the have is, if it's a billion offices, you know, I make it visceral. Make it visceral. Make yourself be able to see it. Make yourself be able to smell it. Make yourself be able to taste it. Are you eating lobster every day because that's what you love? You know, are you listening to inspiring podcasts, or are you having a casual conversation with your mentors or celebrity singers that are now your friends because you've influenced so many people that they feel elevated by being around you? I don't know. I'm just saying to make it come alive in your mind. I mean, if you're not masturbating to this shit, if you've really done the exercise wholeheartedly and honestly, you should be invigorated. You should be uplifted. And I hate using the word should because, you know, like I remember going to a Tony Robbins seminar in my early 20s, and he was saying people go through life shoulding all over themselves, and I loved that one. So I hate telling you what you should or shouldn't do, but in my experience, speaking for myself, when I really connect, when I really do the exercise, when I am honest with what I want and what it looks like and what it sounds like and what it tastes like and what it feels like, the feeling should come alive in you. And ironically, just by focusing on it, not only are you going to create the inspiration that you need to be drawn towards that, and quite frankly, the motivation to get up and be like, okay, where do I start? Which is a different conversation. But you will naturally, without effort, start behaving in ways that hone in on that destination where your internal GPS is going to be like, this is what I want. This is what I want to feel. This is how I want to experience life, is through these five senses. And as a result, your behaviors are going to start to reflect it. So I really want to start getting into the, this is how you do it. This is what you want to do with particular haves and specific goals and specific what do you want to go achieve them. But I think for the time being, I'm just going to end it there, is make your goal clear. Make your bottom line your bottom line. And in the meantime, you know, I'll leave the exercises in the description below, as well as my Instagram and email. I'm RevLabsPrez with a Z on Instagram. My email is joshua@revlabs.com. And if you have specific questions about the exercises, or you just want to rap and bullshit a little bit, the purpose of me having this podcast is to be of as much value as humanly possible to the people that give enough of a shit to want to make a difference in their life and in other people's lives. So hit me up. I'm available. Hope this was helpful, and I will see you soon. Inside Out Empowerment is written and produced by me, Joshua Nussbaum. But when it comes to all things editing, mixing, mastering, I have to give hats off. Resonate Recordings has been amazing to work with. If you have a podcast or you're thinking about starting a podcast, I knew I had a bunch of stuff I wanted to say. Didn't really know how I was going to go about putting it into podcast format, get it into an RSS feed, upload it to iTunes, all that stuff. And the owner of Resonate Recordings, Jacob, has really stepped up to the plate. Go ahead and mention Inside Out Empowerment when you talk to them, and you'll get your first episode mixed and mastered for free. If you guys are looking to level up your life and be entertained in the process, go ahead and subscribe so you don't miss my weekly podcast. I'm highly responsive. Please, I'm going to leave the show notes below, complete with all the ways you can connect with me on Instagram @RevLabsPrez, on YouTube @JoshuaNussbaum. This is here for you guys. Please reach out, connect, like, comment, subscribe, ask me questions, tag me. I'm here for you. Let's tailor this bad boy and live an empowered life. Talk soon. Just watch me now. Just watch me now.